I'm not exactly a tech genius, but I knew one thing for sure. If I wanted my small business to crush it, I needed a website that worked like a pro, and I needed it yesterday. Lucky for me, Bluehost made it ridiculously easy. With their AI design tools, building my website was a walk in the park. I could customize, optimize, and monetize everything exactly how I wanted. In just a few minutes, I had a secure site up and running. I couldn't believe how straightforward it was. And getting found online? Bluehost helped me with that, too. I perfected my keywords and meta descriptions with their search engine tools. The AI even gave me suggestions to improve my pages. Now I can sit back, relax, and focus on my customers, while my website continues to rank higher and higher on Google. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, I wasn't worried about taking the plunge. And now I'm so glad I did. Head over to Bluehost.com and build something special today.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today on a Friday in Creighton,
Bill? He's got quite a setup. He's just doing it in two settings. One is going to be basically third grade through eighth grade. So it's a little different setting than obviously high schools. They're going to loop today.
Creighton. They're looping?
They're looping. Today yes. We loop. We haven't looped
right.
for a while.
God,
and
yes.
he's got actors that he has brought in. He's brought in stage actors to come in. He have a stage set up for this one. When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. And he's teaching kids how to not make an ass of themselves. So they have role playing. They have he has a skit of people doing things and they stop in the middle of what could you have done different? How would you have handled that different? How can you get yourself out of this pickle and not be an ass? So they have a stage set up like
okay.
that. So yeah, so as we go, so when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
And they perform. And
they perform a skit.
Situations where you might assume something.
Assume something, or also that, and not to assume. And then what can assuming do? Well, it can make a fool out of you.
Right.
And so they talk. So he teaches that. He teaches that in a setting. So they get a chance. They stop the actors, and the actors freeze, and they talk. Then Steve comes out and talks to all the students. What could they have done different here?
What's going on at the bank today?
Yes. On at the bank, they said, if you walk in, you'll see. I know. This could probably be a lot.
Yeah, it's
a lot.
Incredibly annoying.
There's a play going on about
these actors.
With the actors, how not to make an ass of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, so, wow.
Yeah, so it's a big day at the bank.
How did the pudding thing go?
Went over incredible. Like Steve, in the parallel lies, because the first thing I thought about the snack pack pudding was that you could eat 9 to 15 a day, and it wouldn't even affect you. So they went through like a couple thousand cans of pudding, because it takes nothing to eat four as you're just standing there.
Pudding is a big problem.
Yeah. So
if there's pudding anywhere, it's a red flag.
Yeah. Because
you can eat a lot.
You eat a lot of it. And then when it's in these little containers, and you just pop that baby open like that, and like I said, it really is probably, what do you think, four? One, two. And then but the fourth one is a swipe around.
Yeah.
The fourth one's a cleanup.
Goes way too fast.
Way too fast. And
just keep
it's so good.
Through it.
Think now they have the little packs, but they're then like Shay said something, which it's he's just younger. Do you get a swirl? There's no swirls.
I was offended.
I was taken back.
There's no swirl.
There's no
swirl.
Just asking you a question.
No, there was a swirl. There's just no swirl. There was never a swirl at that time. There's no swirl. And you didn't have
to... I knew what he was talking about, though. There's like, I think Hunt's had something like that.
There's swirls.
Yeah.
There's swirls like crazy, but there was no swirls back in those
time,
days.
Yeah, no, you back in the day.
See, now you can actually physically see the pudding.
Yes.
We couldn't see the pudding. The pudding made an appearance once the lid came off.
Okay.
So now, see... You're,
I've never seen this then.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's incredible.
I need a picture. Text line, send me a picture of what
pop
they're looking.
Pop top. Yeah.
I want to see the pop top.
It's Hunt's and it's a green. It'll be green. It'll be green.
Like a beer can pop.
It's like a beer
somebody
can.
Somebody send us a picture, please.
It's like the old school Pringles too. You
okay.
Open the
I
same
can see
way.
That. I can
the
see that.
The old school, the same way, and just pop it open, and it's just a pudding.
But then you're right. It's like four bites.
Yes, four bites. One, two, and the fourth one is a complete cleanup around the bottom. So it's a complete cleanup, and you can eat. Jake, during the summer, it'd take nothing to eat 12 of these.
No.
Nothing to eat 12. First of all, you can eat three instantly, and then the rest of the day, you just have one every 40 minutes.
It's fun how you just say summer, because you could do it all year round, but
it's a summer food. Yeah.
Summer, you just sat around and ate a lot when you were a kid.
Yeah.
No school, it's just
when
eat.
You got back, when you got back to the house from swimming, the level of hunger that hit you, it was like you couldn't even imagine what you'd rip through. If you just spent the whole day at the pool and you rip home, it's about 5:15 or whatever time it is, late 4:30 like that, you are famished. It's a different kind of hunger.
It's a weird hunger.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chico's stick on the way home helped, but then when you got home, there's a whole new wave of food.
Yeah.
You're ravaging food like a coyote, right?
Yeah,
that's what you
exactly.
did.
Make an ass out of you and me.
Thank you to Midwest.
Thank you, Shindy. Yeah.
Thank you to Shindy and Shindaddy and Midwest
and
Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. A couple things I want to get. I want to get to a Dan Mullen story, and also before that.
You want
to
go before
Rich,
that?
Rich Rodriguez. I thought this is
Rich
great.
Rod.
Saw this from Football Scoop 2 days ago. Great website. If you don't go to Football Scoop, that's on you. Great website with all sorts of news. There is the comments that Rich Rod made to the Associated Press, the AP, were phenomenal. The situation of TikTok dancing at West Virginia. Here is what Rich Rod told the AP. He says, quote, they're going to be on it, so I'm not banning them from it. I'm just banning them from dancing on it. It's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in there in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want. He goes on to say this.
This is about eating Cheetos. This is so good.
He says, I'm allowed to do that. I can have rules. 20 years from now, if they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it. Smoking cannabis, whatever. Knock yourself out. These are comments to the AP from Rich Rodriguez.
No, he said it at a podium, actually. It was a press conference. Okay. The AP just picked up on it.
Cannabis.
Yeah, it was on TikTok,
this one
too.
Says, this is what he told the AP in here.
Huh. No, he was... I saw the press conference.
Okay, well, this is... The first part was, again, to the AP.
Yeah.
That part was from the podium.
I don't know. He's not banning him from TikTok.
He can't dance.
Yeah.
He just can't
dance. Can't dance on TikTok.
I think one of the big ones also was something also being in the... In the facility, also, like you can't, like don't film yourself in the facility.
Well,
that's part of it.
That's the rule that Matt Rule made. You can do TikTok, but not in the building. Right. I don't know, Bill. We have to be careful because we just come off as old.
We'd be curmudgeons on this one because I can't get on the Rich Rod bandwagon more right now. Just do it then. Yeah, I'm on it. And I just love he talked about Cheetos. In the basement, in pajamas, and cannabis.
I'm not banning them from TikTok. I'm just banning them from dancing on TikTok. It's such a weird world right now. Yeah. Now, here's the thing about it, though. This is what I'd say. We do this thing where we throw a blanket over all players and kids. Not us, but some people do. There's a lot of kids that think like us. There are a lot.
Oh, the percentage is way more with the curmudgeons.
Right.
There's a lot of
dudes over at that stadium that just want to play football on a team and be good and train hard.
Yes, 100%.
And don't care about TikTok, and they're not individual-oriented.
Yeah, I like that rule that Rule put in. I love that rule. You can't do it. Just nothing in the facility.
Yeah. I don't... Dancing around in tights on TikTok is not the greatest look for me either, but I don't know. How do you... It is what it is. Okay, Mullen.
Okay, this headline
is
beautiful.
This is one of my favorite stories.
This headline comes from CBS Sports. And I just love this.
Dan Mullen.
But it says, UNLV, this is a headline. UNLV admits it can only afford the first 2 years of new coach Dan Mullen's $17.5 million contract. That's the headline.
Okay, so now this is false. Remember what I was saying earlier in the show about college athletics right now, and things are moving so fast, and it's hard to put everything in perspective. This is a perspective story. This is wild. Now, here's the deal. This was their athletic director at a Board of Regents meeting.
Eric Harper, his name.
Right. And he told the Board of Regents that UNLV is $26 million to $31 million in debt. Yeah. They're athletic.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Department. They are $31 million in debt. So that's a problem. That led to questions about whether they can cover Dan Mullen's contract.
Do you have the quote?
It says, go ahead.
Here's the quote.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Eric Harper, talking to the Board of Regents, he says this, quote, "We have the funds to pay the coach over the next 2 years. We have been working with our donors to assist with philanthropic dollars. We have one that has already paid their commitment, and that money is an unrestricted line and will be utilized in the future to help with the salaries." End quote from Eric Harper, the AD of UNLV.
Unbelievable.
First of all, You don't have to say it out loud.
No,
he
did.
You don't have to say it out loud.
Oh, he sure did, though.
Didn't have, don't say it out loud. If I'm UNLV president, I'm like, well, let's not throw that one out there. Yes, it's real, but we don't have to report that to everybody.
I wonder. I don't know.
It had an underlying message to it, which basically is to, hey, we need to pick it up here. We need to have donations. We need to have this, and there's a lot of money in this town. But that's interesting.
There was a regent that asked Eric Harper, the AD, how the school play, you know, this athletic department's in $31 million in the red. How do you plan to pay Dan Mullen? He has a $17.5 million deal. And he said, we can only guarantee the first 2 years. I wonder if that was news to Mullen.
Yeah, probably. Imagine that one.
Hang on a second. What?
Imagine his wife call him. Hey, real quick. Hey, get on Twitter. Yeah, check this one
There's
out.
There's a situation
real quick.
Yeah, about situation your money.
About our contract. You haven't even coached a game yet.
And one of the things he said, too, this is not a great deal for Mullen. He said, we'll raise it through donations and through football ticket pricing. Well, if I'm Mullen, I'm like, oh, I better win because I got to get paid.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it's. No, it's not good. It's not. There's nothing good.
And what's the number one thing that everyone right now wants to raise money for?
NIL.
NIL.
Right.
Because they say, hey, we need to have big players.
Coach
we need
now.
To have players. Remember, right. remember the starting quarterback from UNLV left last year because they didn't pay him.
They didn't pay him.
Sluka.
Yeah, they didn't pay him. And I would say this at first, I was like that. The smartest move still would have been to stay and play. It would have been. But he left in time, so he still has a year left. But would have been probably to stay and play. He's a starter. But anyway. My point of it is that that Sluka, obviously somebody promised him. He's not making it up. He was told. So for me, also my first take was like, dude, just get out there and play. Then I'm like, hang on now. If someone sat there and told you, and they named names, they said it was the offensive coordinator, and he would never answer because they're not even supposed to be doing that.
No.
There was never a comment made by them. But there's not much to stand on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like it turned ugly, but things weren't going well.
No, this is like you're right. Now, as far as this conversation goes with the sort of fix or the challenges that these athletic departments face right now, Nebraska, there is a discussion to be had regarding Fred Hoiberg. Just think about it in these terms. Nebraska, if it were to fire Fred before March 31st, it would owe him $20 million plus. Okay, think about what's the other $20 million plus that just came onto the horizon? Rev share number is $20.5 million. Yeah. I mean, it's you can't do everything now.
And then if for some reason just hypothetically they let Fred go, pay him the $20 million. You got to bring somebody else in.
You got to pay the new coach. You got to pay them
a lot. So all of a sudden, imagine UNLV saying, we only have $10 million to pay Dan Mullen. Or not even that. What's he per year?
3.5.
Yeah. So we have $7 million for him, and that's it. And then we're done. We're out of money. Oh, by the way, but Nebraska's going to try to pay off. And then Texas A&M paid someone 70-something million.
It's
a different world down there. But
I know, different world. It's oil money.
But it's not finite money. No. I know maybe it is there. Maybe it's finite
I don't know,
money
but it's...
But it's not finite money here. Now, you know, here's the thing with Troy Dannon. He can't come out and say that. We're keeping Fred because we can't pay him because we got rev share coming. He can't say that.
Just like this conversation. You're like, don't say that out loud.
Let's try to figure this out. Though.
Troy Dannon can't come out and say, well, I'd kind of like to fire Fred. But we really can't
financially, honestly, we can't fire him for 3 more years because we can't, the budget. If you said that out loud, it'd be really, really bad.
So you got to come out with another. You got to come up with another reason. I think what he told. I'll keep it at that. But I think one thing you could say if you're an AD is they've tried firing coaches around here and it didn't work. You could say something like that. You just have to come up with something.
Sure. Yeah, you know. But it would like I said that. Can you imagine all of a sudden? So what's the state of UNLV football right now? Right now it's like, not any of their sports. You're like, this isn't good.
This is bad publicity.
So they said they're $26 million in debt.
26 to 31.
So just buckle up for this because this will happen. I'm going to say it's within a year. This is going corporate. They're going to go corporate. We're going to see there's going to be smart people in Vegas all across the country going like, you know what? I want to be an owner. I want to be part of this. And whether the percentage, whatever it comes out to be, it's going to be all of a sudden, it's going to be Caesar's Palace UNLV.
Is there ROI on
that? Yeah, I mean,
what do you get?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be corporates are going to buy into college football.
Yeah,
because there's not enough money, and there and again right now the separation from the SEC and Big Ten to even like that that's Mountain West and that's the, whatever the new Pac-12 that they have, which really is just a version of the Mountain West. I mean, it is so far off. It's two different worlds.
Yep.
I mean, it's two different worlds. And then guess what? It still happens in this world. Imagine, you think Purdue's walking around like we have unlimited money?
No.
They're
not.
I don't
think Georgia's walking around with unlimited money. No, they're not walking around with unlimited money.
I mean,
but this is horrible publicity for UNLV. I mean, this is horrifying.
And the AD did it to himself. He went out there like this.
I got a question for you guys, though. It's a Board of Regents meeting. I mean, I don't think if he's asked by a regent in a public meeting for to lay it out, he can just say, no, I can't do that. This wasn't an interview with a reporter.
Yeah, understood.
It was a Board of Regents meeting. Yeah,
but it was public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he could say, I'm not going to discuss this. I think the regent would say, we are going to discuss it.
You're right, though, Steve. If it got to that point where he said, yeah, we got work to do, we're working on it, and he pressed him.
Right.
No, I need to know. What So then right away, then you probably would.
Right.
He probably maybe got pressed and like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you want it?
Yeah.
You want to hear it? Is that what you want
here
to say?
It is.
Public record.
We can't pay more than
we got a guy sitting over here. He's see the guy typing over here? Yeah, he's going to report this. You good with that? So you kept asking the question.
Yeah, we kept
so
going.
Let's just answer the question. Yeah. No, we don't have any money. UNLV is...
Could have said, I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
Could have said...
And we can't pay Dan Mullen the final 3 years right now.
Dan,
wow.
2 years guaranteed. Dan,
imagine when
got.
The meeting was over. Hey, shoot a text to Dan quick. This is going to get out.
Does Dan know the situation?
Does Dan know this? Get hold of his wife and see where they're at with everything.
You know what? If I were the AD of UNLV,
I
might say there's three words that he was told when it came to IT, which was what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Maybe he thought he was hacked with what he was saying. And maybe the funds are hacked at UNLV. We need to get Applied Connected Technologies to UNLV, to Vegas, and figure out what's happening with UNLV's money.
Good idea.
Will was in Central City last night when I was there walking around.
Really?
Walking around Central City. I probably drove right by him. I feel bad about that. But Will, get on a plane. There's direct flights from Grand Island to Vegas.
They're cheap too.
Cheap flights. Is it Alliant? Is that it?
It's Allegiant.
Allegiant
Airways.
Alliant.
Alignment state. Alignment.
You love Alignment Airline. It's a little cheaper.
If you need help with your IT, they're a one-stop shop in all 93 counties of Nebraska. 99% retention rate. They manage all things IT, one-stop. Stop shopping around and go to one place. Applied Connective Technologies. The website, AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, it's time for the week 3 edition of Calling Dr. Love.
Oh, Dr.
Love.
If you have love questions.
This is your time.
Issues, problems with relationships, please call 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.